Rules on Passive Solidarity. Passive solidarity is solidarity among debtors. There are two aspects of the rule. First, rules that govern the relationship between creditor and solidary debtors. Second, rules that govern the relationship of the debtors among themselves. Let's discuss the first rule, the relationship between creditor and solidary debtors. First, one of the debtor may be obliged to perform the entire obligation. Example, Natsu, Lucy, and Gray are solidary debtor who are obligated to deliver to Erza 30 sacks of rice. Natsu may be compelled to deliver the 30 sacks of rice. Why? In solidary debtor, each of the debtor may be compelled to pay or perform the obligation in its entirety. Dili siya tagi-tagi or dili siya kung pila na iyahang portion, kundi ang tibuok obligation. Second, even if demand is made on one solidary debtor, the demand can be made on the other so long as there is no full compliance. Example, if Erza was able to receive 50 sacks from Natsu, okay, she can still demand delivery of the remaining from either Lucy or Gray. Third, a solidary debtor may raise defenses against the creditors. First, defenses that are derived from the nature of the obligation. Example, prescription. Muna kana, ang obligasyon nako kay dapat maguni siya buhaton 10 years ago. Pero nilapas naman, di na ka pwede mo kakiha na mo kay di prescribe naman. Di naman ka pwede mo kiha. So that is a defense. Usa na sa depensa para di na ka mo fulfill or di na ka mo perform sa imong obligasyon. Prescription by the nature of the obligation. Second, defenses that pertain to one debtor only. Example, if si Erza nang molikta ni Natsu, in this case, si Natsu can claim, pwede ko pwede mo bayad. Nga naman, minor. Okay, voidable contract. Does it mean na di na san mo bayad si Lucy Gray? No. Because ang kanang depensa is only available to one debtor. Kinsa naman, kang Natsura. Kaya si Lucy Gray, di naman na minor. So, si Erza can, again, can demand fulfillment of the entire obligation from either of the three, di ba? Since si Natsu dili man pwede mo fulfill, add to siya sa kung kinsa ang pwede. Third, defenses that pertain only to the share of one debtor. Fourth, defenses that pertain to the other debtors. Fourth rule on the relationship between creditor and solidary debtors. Payment by one solidary debtor extinguishes the obligation. Example, the delivery of nuts of 30 sacks of rice will extinguish the obligation. Therefore, Erza can no longer claim from the other debtors, from Lucy or Gray. Fifth, if the thing which is the object of the obligation disappears or prestation becomes impossible, due to the fault of one or all solidary debtors, each solidary co-debtor shall be liable for the value of the obligation and damages. For example, Erza demanded for the fulfillment of the delivery of 30 sacks of rice. If Natsu destroyed 10 sacks of rice, the other co-debtors will be liable maskin dili pa sila ang nagbuhat sa pag-destroy sa 10 sacks of rice. Liable gihapon sila for the value of the obligation, for the 30 sacks of rice, for the value of it, plus damages. Okay? Kay generic man. Sixth, if two or more solidary debtors offer to pay, the creditor may choose which offer to accept. Now, let's discuss relationship among solidary debtor. First, if one of the solidary debtors pay the creditor, he can claim reimbursement from the other debtors. Example, Adele, Beyonce, and Charlie are solidary debtors who obligated themselves to pay Dua Lipa 15,000. If Adele paid Dua, she can claim reimbursement from Beyonce and Charlie. Second, a solidary debtor who has a right of reimbursement is also entitled to interest if he paid on due date. He is not entitled to interest if he paid before due date. Example, Adele paid Dua Lipa on due date. So, Adele can claim for reimbursement from Beyonce and Charlie. If dugay jud ni bayad si Beyonce and Charlie kang Adele, or dugay ni reimburse si Beyonce and Charlie kang Adele, si Adele is entitled to the interest. Ang interest ba? Kaya mura ba siya nagtubo? Nagtubo na ang bayranan nila Beyonce and Charlie if may pay siya on due date. But kung si Adele, for example, if the due date is July 1, but if Adele paid Dua Lipa today, starting tomorrow until July 1, wala interest si Adele. Why? The obligation is not yet due. Okay? Dili pa man siya dapat bayaran, pero gibayaran siya in advance. C. If one of the solidary debtors is insolvent, the share of the insolvent debtor shall be borne by the other debtors. Example, if Adele paid Dua Lipa 15,000, she can claim reimbursement from Beyonce and Charlie, di ba? However, kung insolvent si Beyonce, si Charlie should pay part of Beyonce's share. Example, 15,000 masyumta nga equal. So, 5,000 each. So, Adele can claim reimbursement 5,000 from Beyonce and 5,000 from Charlie. Karon na insolvent man si Beyonce. Ang share na dapat bayaran ni Beyonce, dapat tungaon nila ni Adele o ni Charlie. Ilan man? 2,500. So, ang bayaran ni Charlie would be 7,500. Okay? Fifth, a solidary debtor is not entitled to reimbursement if he paid the obligation after the obligation has prescribed or it has become illegal. Example, if the obligation will prescribe in 10 years but the debtor paid after 10 years, the paying debtor is not entitled to reimbursement. For example, ang pag-file og kaso is dapat buhaton in 10 years. On the 11th year, nahadlok man si Adele. So, gibayaran niya si Dua Lipa. Okay? Pero dapat, di na dito pwede bayaran ni Adele. Kaya nga naman, ni-prescribe naman. Okay? Ni-prescribe naman ang obligasyon na mubayad. A solidary debtor who was able to obtain release or remission of the entire obligation is not entitled to reimbursement. Example, if Dua Lipa released or remitted the entire obligation at the instance of Charlie, he cannot claim reimbursement from Adele and Beyonce. Example, so pasabot ani, kung si Dua Lipa gipapasayla na lang ang obligation na Charlie, ayan to, bayari ang utang, okay na to, amigo bito ta, okay na to. Si Charlie, hindi siya pwede ka-claim o reimbursement sa bahin Adele o Beyonce. Why? In the first place, there was no payment.